This is how it works in the battle for your mind. I've had guys say to me, what's the danger of a harmless fantasy? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? It's not harmless. I want you to write this down. What I flirt with, I'll fall for.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the Bible teaching ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we continue in a series called Transformed. In these lessons, Rick uncovers key principles found in God's Word that will completely transform our lives from the inside out in every area, including spiritual, physical, mental, emotional, relational, financial, and vocational. Now, if you can improve in any of the areas I just mentioned, stay with us, because in just a few moments, we're going to let you know how you can have your very own Transform Study Kit from Pastor Rick, which includes a 7-session DVD and workbook. You can take a sneak peek right now by going to PastorRick.com while you listen. If you want, you can just text the word DAILY to 99000 to find out more. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with the final part of a message called Change Your Life by Changing Your Mind.
Temptation doesn't start on TV, doesn't start on the street corner. It starts inside your mind. And it often begins with a natural desire, not even an evil desire. It can begin with a natural desire. You have a natural desire for sleep. You have a natural desire for water. You have a natural desire for food. You have a natural desire for sex. You have a natural desire to succeed in life. These are all God-given drives. The drive to achieve, the drive for sex, the drive to breathe, the drive, those are normal drives. There's nothing wrong with them, okay? Listen closely. Temptation turns a routine desire into a runaway desire. And that's what makes it bad. It becomes more important than anything else. It's all you can think about. And any desire out of control is destructive. Fire in a fireplace can warm. Fire on a cooking stove can cook great food. But fire uncontrolled can burn your house down. All of God's gifts misused and abused will burn your house down. Any of them will. Sex, sleep, eating, any of those things. They're good desires, good drives, but misused and abused, they mess you up. Now, often temptation is an attempt to fulfill a legitimate desire in your life, like, I just want to be loved. There's nothing wrong with that, in the wrong way. But the point is, it's like steel and a magnet. If there were no desire in me, there would be no temptation. Does that make sense? Okay, so temptation doesn't start out there. It starts in here, in my mind, with desire. Step two in temptation, always happens this way, is doubt. And what you do in doubt is you begin to doubt two things. You doubt that God loves you, and you doubt that God knows best. Because when you start to get tempted, you go, did God really say, don't have sex outside of marriage? Did God really say, forgive the person instead of get even with them? Did God really say, it's more blessed to give than to receive? And you start doubting God's word. We see this from the very first temptation in Adam and Eve. They're in a perfect environment, okay? It's paradise. They have no clothes and no kids. Hello. How do you mess up that? Really? Satan comes and says, hey, see that tree over there? Did God really say you can't eat of that tree? What is he doing? He's getting you to doubt God's word. And then he says, God knows that if you eat that tree, you'll be as smart as he is. What's he doing? He's getting you to doubt that God loves you, that God's rules are for your benefit. Every time you give into temptation, you are believing a lie. You think you know better. You think God doesn't know best. You think that you know what will make you happy more than he does. So there's always the desire, and then there's the doubt. did God really say, does God really love me? Isn't God just being a little prudish about this? Is it really true? You know, and on and on and on. Then the step three is deception. And the third thing that Satan does is he replaces God's truth with his lie. And he says, God, you won't die if you eat this. God had already said, you eat this fruit, you're going to die. Now, God said, you can eat anything in the whole, in the entire park, Yellowstone Park called Eden. You can eat anything in the park except this one tree. What does man do? He goes immediately to the one tree. It's the minimum amount of temptation possible, but it allows a choice. Satan changes it all. So God says you can't eat a bunch of stuff. And the reason he doesn't want you to eat it because he doesn't want you to be as smart as he is. He is giving you a lie. He is deceiving you. Notice it says in that verse, he says, I am lured. He said, temptation comes from the lure of our own evil desire. Circle the word lure. That's a fishing term. He's talking about enticed. He's talking about using bait there. Now, any of you fishermen? Some of you are. The secret of good fishing is real simple. You got to use the right bait. Salmon eat a certain kind of bait, and trout eat another kind of bait, and fish will even change what they're eating, feeding on at different times of the day. And how many fish are you going to catch with a bare hook? None. Zero. None. So obviously, you got to put some bait on there. You got to have a lure. Question. What kind of bait does Satan use on you?
The rest of today's message is coming your way in just a few moments. But first, I'd like to connect you with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or LinkedIn. Just go to PastorRick.com and click on his social media links. Oh, and while you're at it, go ahead and sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional and take a look at all the helpful resources. That's PastorRick.com or just text the word daily to 99000. Again, that's the word daily to 99000. The second half of today's lesson is coming up.
You know, the world is shouting for our attention. They're offering answers to our relationship struggles, solutions to our financial trouble, and explanations to our search for meaning. But the world's promises leave us empty and searching for more. God's Word contains the only answers that promise to transform your life from the inside out. That's why Pastor Rick has put together the Transformed Study Kit, which includes a leather-bound interactive workbook and a 7-session DVD. This powerful resource can be used independently or with a small group of friends to uncover key biblical principles that will completely transform your life in every area, including spiritual, physical, mental, emotional, relational, financial, and vocational. The Transformed Study Kit is yours when you support this broadcast ministry with a financial gift. Just go to PastorRick.com right now to get your copy, or you can call 800-600-5004. And if you've got a smartphone or tablet, just text the word daily to 99000. Thanks so much for your support.
Once again, here's Rick.
What kind of bait does Satan use on you? Do you even know? Do you know the one he always uses on you? And he keeps coming back to it because it gets you every time. It hooks you every single time. It may be from something a long time ago that a parent said to you. But man, when that thing comes out, you are just so hooked, you immediately get depressed, or you immediately get angry, or you immediately get worried, and Satan goes, got her hooked. I put the right bait on that hook. Satan knows your weaknesses, and he hides the hook. Now, I call this phase deception, because you know why? Often, we know there's a hook there, but we still keep nibbling. We know there's a hook. But we still keep nibbling. It's like people who flirt in the office. How stupid is that? You know there's a hook there. You know there's only one way it could go, bad. but you still keep nibbling. You say, I'm an adult. I won't get hurt. I'll be careful. You're being deceived. And there's a lure. Now, anybody who's done fishing, Tom's a fly fisherman, knows that lures can, when you fly fish, they can be pretty flashy. Pretty flashy. And the flashier the lure, what was that? That fish goes, what was that? Holy, I'm going to swim over there. That thing looked, it's flashy, it's shiny. Man, that looks like Las Vegas. You know what Las Vegas is? One giant lure in the desert. And it's shiny, and it's bright, and they've got all-you-can-eat buffets for nothing. And somebody's paying for that. And you're going to get hurt. And, you know, the poor suckers are going to, you know, Las Vegas should just be called Lost Wages. Look at this. Just next time you're going to attempt to be good to Las Vegas, just give me your money, okay? Just give it to me, okay? Okay. And then you save the time, save the effort, and we'll use it for good, all right? Temptation always looks better than it is. Then step four is disobedience and defeat. Disobedience and defeat. Now we've moved from desire, there's something that's I want, to doubt God's word and God's love, to deception, I'm believing the lie that Satan's telling me, it's going to be okay, you can get away with this, it's all right, just this once, it's not that bad, and on and on. And then you go to disobedience and then defeat, and now it's sin. What began in the mind gets translated into action, and it goes like this. My attention becomes an attitude, and my attitude becomes an action. Well, you really spend a lot of time on this. But this is how it works in the battle for your mind. I've had guys say to me, what's the danger of a harmless fantasy? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? It's not harmless. I want you to write this down. What I flirt with, I'll fall for. Whatever I flirt with, it may be a cupcake, I'll fall for. Whatever I flirt with, I'll fall for. I need to refocus my attention. And the Bible says, after desire is conceived, it gives birth to sin, and the end result is death. It says, the tragic consequence. What's death? The exact opposite of living. Now listen, you are free to choose anything you want in life. You're free to make your choices, but you are not free from the consequences of those choices. The moment you make that choice, you are no longer free. Because there are consequences that come to every choice, often unintended consequences, and what you sow, you will reap, and you cannot choose the behavior and not choose the consequence. Now, what am I saying? The best time to win the battle with temptation is before it begins. Look at this verse on the screen. Psalm 119:112. I have made up my mind to obey your laws forever, no matter what. Until you come to that point, you're just going to keep stumbling and stumbling and stumbling and stumbling. I have made up my mind. That's a choice. I have made up my mind to obey your laws forever, no matter what. All right. Three things I said. You got to make these choices every day. I have to focus. I have to free, and I have to feed. I said, first, I have to feed my mind constantly on truth, not garbage. And then I have to free my mind from destructive thoughts. We talked about how that happens. And the third is I must focus my mind on the right things. For mental health, I must focus my mind on the right things. Three things that'll make the most difference in your mental state. Number one, think about Jesus. Think about Jesus. You've heard that old cliche, you become whatever you think about most. Well, you think about Jesus, guess what you're going to become like? Like Jesus. 2 Timothy 2:8, keep your mind on Jesus Christ. Hebrews 12:3, think about Jesus' example. He held on Are you having a hard time holding on? He held on while wicked people were doing evil things to him. So do not get tired and stop trying. So don't do that. When you start feeling like you're ready to give up, think about what Jesus went through. Think about Jesus. Number two, think about others. Think about others. Philippians 2:4 says, don't just think about your own affairs, but be interested in others too and what they are doing. Do you realize how counterculture that is? Everything in the world teaches you to think about yourself and nobody else. How many times have you heard this phrase? I've got to do what's best for me. Looking out for number one. Yeah, I could go on down a whole list of these phrases that basically say, it's all about me, it's all about me, it's all about me, it's all about me. That's why when I wrote Purpose-Driven Life, I thought, what's the most counterculture statement I could think of in our culture to begin this book with? And I just said, it's not about you. That is the most counterculture statement you can make in our world today. It's not about you. It's like a slap in the face. So I just thought, I'll start the book with a slap in the face. It's not about you, okay? It's not about you, it's not about you, it's not about you. It's all about God. And it's only in giving your life away that you will understand what it really means to live. So think about others. Hebrews 10:24, let us think about each other and help each other to show love and do good deeds. And the best place to practice that is in your small group. Practice that verse in your small group this week. Let's think about each other. Let's help each other to show love and do good deeds. In your small group, that's the laboratory for love. It's the place to learn unselfishness. Think about Jesus. Think about others. Number three, think about eternity. That's the third one that'll make the biggest difference in your mental state. Think about eternity, that there's more to life than just here and now. The problem that we do today is we have short-term thinking. We only think about what's happening right now. Colossians 3:2, let heaven fill your thoughts. Do not think only about things down here on earth. King James Version says, set your minds on things above, not upon things on the earth. Let heaven fill your thoughts. Now, have you heard this old canard? He's so heavenly minded, he's no earthly good. That's a bunch of baloney. You know what I found? Only the people who are heavenly minded actually do any good. And those who are most heavenly minded throughout history are those who've done the most good on earth, bar none. It is not the earthly minded people who get the most done on earth. It is the most heavenly minded people who get the most done on earth for good. It's just not true. He's so heavenly minded, there's no earthly good. The problem is the opposite. We're so earthly minded, we're no heavenly good. All we think about is budget and baseball and bills and stuff like that. 1 Corinthians 2:9, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, and no mind has imagined what God has prepared for those who love him. Think about that. And when you start thinking about that, all of the problems, little nitpicky problems in your life are going to seem so inferior compared to the glory, the joy, the pleasure, the enjoyment, the things we have to look forward to in eternity. I need to feed my mind on truth every day. I need to free my mind from those destructive thoughts. I can choose not to think them by changing the way I think. And then I can focus my mind on the right thing. And when I'm focused on the right thing, I don't have time to pay attention to the wrong thing. When I'm watching a TV, I don't like what I see. I just flip the channel. Change your attention, I'm no longer tempted. It's real simple. Let's bow for prayer. Father, you gave us our minds. We were made in your image. This is the greatest gift you've ever given us, the gift of intellect. And we realize it's our greatest asset, and yet it is the greatest battleground. And we realize that the world and the flesh and the devil all team up to thwart our best intentions. Now you pray. Just say a simple prayer. God, help me to put into practice what I've just learned. Just say, God, help me put into practice what I've just learned. Help me to make these choices on a daily basis. I want to feed my mind with truth all the time. And I want to free my mind from destructive thoughts by taking every thought captive, to make it obedient to Christ, to not just let my mind run wild. Help me to be wise to temptation, realize when desire is turning to doubt, to deception, to disobedience. God, today, just say this, God, I'm going to make up my mind to obey your word forever, no matter what. In your name I pray. Amen.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Now, if you've missed any part of this broadcast, including portions we didn't have time for today, simply go to PastorRick.com and listen online anytime, or download the Pastor Rick's Daily Hope podcast to your smartphone or tablet so you can listen on the go anywhere you are. Rick's going to be back in just a moment with a final word of encouragement, so please stay with us. You know, the world is shouting for our attention with answers to our relationship struggles, solutions to our financial troubles, and explanations to our search for meaning. But the world's promises leave us empty and searching for more. God's Word contains the only answers that promise to transform your life from the inside out. That's why Pastor Rick has put together the Transform Study Kit, which includes a leather-bound interactive workbook and a 7-video session DVD. The video sessions can be used independently or with a small group of friends. This kit will help uncover key biblical principles that will completely transform your life in every area, including spiritual, physical, mental, emotional, relational, financial, and vocational. The Transform Study Kit is yours when you support this broadcast ministry with a financial gift. Just go to PastorRick.com right now to get your copy of this amazing study tool, or you can call 800-600-5004. If you've got a smartphone or tablet, just text the word DAILY to 313131. Thanks so much for your support. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with some closing thoughts.
Let me ask you a very personal question. Are you struggling in one of your personal relationships? If you are, I want you to listen to what Joe writes. He just sent this note to me. He said, Pastor Rick, before my wife and I began listening to Daily Hope together, we'd argue about our faith. There'd be days that I'd be angry with my wife, thinking that she wasn't moving as fast in her walk as I thought she should be moving. And God really challenged me to trust him in helping her grow by changing me first. You got it. You got it, Joe. He says, he broke my heart and my attitude by allowing me to figure out what I needed to do to stop arguing with her. And then he added, God also challenged me by showing me how much he believed in me through my wife. When I'd get angry, she'd show me grace and patience. These are the very things that I lacked, but I didn't see it until after we started listening to Daily Hope on a regular basis. We've since made it a point to share this time in God's Word and to continue to grow in our love for Jesus and each other. Isn't it amazing what God can do even in the most difficult of circumstances and even in relationships that seem beyond repair? I want you to notice that in Joe's story, God started the transformation with Joe. Joe wanted to change his wife, and Joe wanted God to change his wife. But God wanted Joe to change first in his own life. That's the way God works. I'm so glad that God is using Daily Hope to change lives. And if he's changed your life, would you tell me about it? Please just write me, email me, rick@pastorrick.com. Please do that today. Just email me a note that says, here's what's happening in my life. Here's what I need you to pray about. Here's something I'm rejoicing with. If you've got something to share, let me know about it. Write me, rick@pastorrick.com. And thanks for listening today. And all this week, let's let God transform our lives through his word.
Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.